It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
August 29th, 1953, the USSR explodes its first hydrogen bomb. 1990, the British Computer Misuse Act goes into effect. The first laws designed to address computer fraud, the act resulted from a long debate in the 80s over a series of failed prosecutions of hackers. 1997, 3DFX Interactive files a lawsuit in California's Santa Clara County Superior Court against Sega Enterprises and NEC over the cancellation of a contract with 3DFX. They were supposed to provide a 3D graphics component for Sega's next video game system. Also in 1997, Netflix is incorporated in the United States. It was founded by Reed Hastings, and it would begin operations on April 14th of 1998.
If you're a small or medium business that doesn't have any type of backup to their computer offsite, well, you need to start, because you never know. Fire, flood, theft, all these things can turn your business from a great success to a great failure. And we don't want that. We want you to bring everything back so you can make the next social network or make the next big thing, and do that by backing up all your stuff offsite by using Carbonite. Now, they have pro plans and server plans. Pro plans starting at $269.99 a year, and server plans starting at $799.99 a year. You can hook up unlimited computers or servers. It is easy to use web dashboard, and it's all HIPAA compliant if you are a startup healthcare. Awesome there. Check it all out. Go over to geekazine.com/carbonite, geekazine.com/carbonite, and back up now, back up often, back up all the time using Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history.
Coming back in at 2000, Sony unveils the Klee handheld computer in New York, featuring Palm OS software, monochrome display, memory stick, 8 megabytes of RAM, and an 8 megabyte memory stick. For $399. It was only 4 ounces in weight. 2001, version 7.1.1 of the Fermi Linux operating system, Top, is released. 2002, version 7.0 of Netscape web browser is released. 2003, Jeffrey Lee Parson of Minneapolis, Minnesota, was arrested for developing and releasing the B variant of the MS Blaster Worm. 2005, Hurricane Katrina hits the U.S. coast. It was a day that I remember. In 2006, LexisNexis releases version 8.0 of the Time Matters Practice Management software for Windows. In 2007, Earthlink decided to end the contract that would give San Francisco free Wi-Fi access. The internet service provider ended up laying off all their 900 employees. And in 2008, Microsoft purchases Chow, which was one of Europe's leading price comparison sites, for $486 million.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.